Hi, this is Amy Bowen. This is my Dog Days of Podcasting episode for Wednesday, August 23rd, 2017. Welcome to episode 23 of Thread Snippings. Yes, this is another car cast. I'm recording on my way home from a meeting I had this evening, which was the only obligation I had today. This was one of my Wednesdays off from work, and today I finally had a chance to spend the vast majority of the day doing nothing but sewing, and it was absolutely wonderful. I'm very happy with the progress I made, so I'm going to make that my main topic for this Thread Snippings episode. I decided to devote most of the day to working on my anime school uniform outfit, and I started by getting the collar done, the collar piece for the little sailor suit blouse. I cut it out of the good blue fabric. Actually, I was working on some of this on Tuesday night, too. That is now officially done. It's made of this really bright, vivid blue fabric with maroon edging, and I used the rest of the package of bias tape I still had from my taffeta mutton fudge jacket to do the collar, but then I didn't have enough of it to also do the matching sleeve cuffs, so I had to go out and get more in the middle of the day. But that's okay, the collar is now 98% done. Well, make that 95%. I still haven't sewn the snaps on for the shoulders, and the ribbons are for the bow are on there, but they're too long. I'll have to trim them to length after everything else is done. Which reminds me, I'm getting close, and I'm definitely going to do this in the small handful of days I have left before Dragon Con starts. I just remembered I should talk about what happened on Tuesday night. As of Tuesday night, the skirt for the uniform is officially finished, which was really cool and gave me a big burst of motivation and a sense of accomplishment. If one piece is finished, now all I have to do is finish the other piece, and the skirt was a pretty complicated thing. I did the bulk of the work on it several years ago, and then realized I'd made it too big and gave up, and only just gave up in the sense of I stuck it in a closet for 3 years, and only just revived the project during my sewing session with my friend Sue earlier in the month, which was the subject of a previous episode. After that sewing session, I found the motivation and the desire to finish that particular costume again. As you know, I did not set out this month. At the beginning of the month, I did not set out to have a new anime costume done in time for Dragon Con. I set out to have my, the second version of my Jedi outfit done in time for Dragon Con. However, it has turned out that I feel more energy and enthusiasm about finishing up this old anime costume, and also it's actually less complicated and less daunting and less work than finishing up an entirely new tunic and an entirely new set of tabards and an entirely new obi, and there's no point in doing all that if my pants don't match. So there's actually more pieces to my second Jedi outfit that need to be done. And the anime costume is winning out because I can see that it's feasible to actually get it done before Dragon Con now. And I am okay with that. I have my original version of my Jedi costume, which is perfectly fine, perfectly serviceable, and got me plenty of compliments last year, and I cannot wait to wear it again this year. I'm really looking forward to it, but one of the things I commented on, I remember putting it in one of my blog posts after last year's Dragon Con, and of course those blog posts are on my website at ameliabowen.com. I said something about how, as much as I loved wearing my Jedi costume all that time, I would have liked to have had a variety, or rather a wider variety of costumes to switch between during Dragon Con. And this year I'm definitely going to make that happen. Some other good news today was that I think I have somebody here in Omaha who's planning to drive and may be willing to take some of my costume pieces in her car. So it would be nice. I hope I can make this happen. It would be nice if I could switch back and forth at will between my existing version 1 of my Jedi costume, my new anime school uniform costume, Mikuru from Haruhi Suzumiya, Sora from Digimon, and maybe my Princess Celestia, which I have been keeping a secret until just now because I'm ashamed of it, but now that it's come up, I do have a Princess Celestia costume. I like wearing it. So what? Was that all of them? I think that was all of them. So that would be 4 different costumes that I could choose between. Maybe 5 if I also include my BT from Dot Hack Sign. Which I still have, and which I'm still rather proud of, and which I still like quite a lot. But we'll see which ones I actually decide to take, and which ones I decide not to take. In other news, I should add that I put some of the pieces in place to get the finishing touches on this on my Mikuru anime school uniform outfit today. I ordered myself the appropriate pair of shoes and the appropriate wig off of Amazon and eBay today. And so I'm expecting them, the Amazon one Friday, I think that was it, whichever one it was I ordered from Amazon. I think it was, I don't remember which was which now, and it doesn't matter. One of those is coming on Friday, and the other's supposed to be coming next Monday, I hope. So I am actually really looking forward to wearing this costume. I have had that moment now where you put on the skirt for the first time when it's actually all finished and say, "Look at this skirt. That is a cute skirt. I am very proud of how this came out." Sorry for tooting my own horn. So today I also made a belt to go with it, and the belt is done, sorta. I really should put Velcro on it, but if not, a safety pin will do. The collar's almost done, the ribbons need trimming. I'm working on the front part of the blouse. It has a little sky blue front panel that I still need to finish up. And that is in the early design stages. And I need to go find the M icon that goes on that blue panel. I'm absolutely certain this is a solved problem in the world of anime cosplay. Someone has to have already made a full-scale version of it that I can print out and use as a pattern so I can do an applique, which is what I'm going to do for that piece. Probably on one of the evenings between now and then. Oh, holy moly. I'm reacting to a sign I see. Hey, we're doing a QuickBooks class at our community center. Good, we need it. Okay, that was totally, well, not really off topic, because if this were a full-blown thread-safe podcast, I'd be talking about tech, too, and not just sewing stuff. Okay, I've gone for 10 minutes. That's a good episode. So that's where I'm at. Blouse still needs sewing together. Armbands or sleeve cuff things still need cutting out. But the finish line is in sight, and I'm very excited to have this new costume for Dragon Con. Even though it isn't the new costume I expected to have, I am okay with it and at peace with it. I'll get to have a bigger variety, and I'll get to have a repeat of the Star Wars costuming experience that I had last year, I hoped, or at least I hope I will, which I absolutely loved, as you already know. I'll talk to you later. Bye!